But the Lusk Committee wasn't only interested in foreign and leftist groups in isolation. They also claimed that these groups were planning to radicalize African Americans to help overthrow the government. This reflected a common view of African Americans as Bolshevik sympathizers during the summer of 1919, which saw widespread race riots in dozens of American cities. African Americans were labeled Wobblies, that's an IWW member, socialists, Bolsheviks, or anarchists, if they criticized Orthodox American politics or capitalism. Resistance and questioning Jim Crow laws or black disenfranchisement was linked, in the eyes of many, to Soviet Russia. Black newspapers were monitored and investigated by the US government for fear that these periodicals would attempt to Bolshevize African Americans. J. Edgar Hoover even referred to the black community newspaper, The Messenger, as the Russian organ of the Bolsheviki in the United States, and he believed that the weekly Negro World advocated Soviet Russian rule and Bolshevism. The US Military Intelligence Division even concluded that the civil rights organization, the NAACP, was controlled by Bolsheviks.